Who's there?
Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mike.
Joey Casciuri in the house.
Severio.
Anthony.
Max.
Okay, perfect. How's everybody?
I'm good, glad good. That Max is on with us because I always value his opinion. I find that we lacked him last week and he's going to make a difference in this episode. Yeah. And Anthony goes without saying, so that's...
I'm good.
Good. Okay. Saudi Arabia.
Arab Saudi.
Okay, forget the F1, F2, forget it. F3 if you want to talk about it.
I'm talking about the free practice. Yes. I think a lot of things happen.
F1, F2, forget it. F3 if you want to start with.
Well, no, we didn't see it after.
He did.
I did. I find that, look, if you want to compare F2 and F3. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's what we're doing.
If you look at F2, Bottas and Sauber had a problem. Look at F3 at free practice 3. The other guy, Zhou and Sauber had a problem, and it actually costed Zhou that he was unable to make it to the qualifications. So what's happening with Sauber? These guys are coming out of retirement. We thought that they're gonna do well, and it's all Yoshiki Fots over here. What's happening?
Okay, who wants to answer that?
Tronic, answer it now.
I can't answer. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Is because maybe they're
it's
not
free practice. Nobody.
Yeah.
Really
free practice. They don't really care.
Yes, but it also triggered into the qualification that Zhou didn't have a chance to qualify for this. Now, is this the problem with Sauber? Did they always have this reputation that they don't come out with good cars? Like, what's happening with these guys?
Well, they only have the engine for Ferrari. That's it.
Okay, Hülkenberg. I was surprised that last week the guy was able to crack the top 10 after qualifications. Even though he didn't make qualifications on this one, the guy really managed to make the points in this race. So I'm happy.
All because of Magnussen. Okay.
Oh, yeah. With 5 minute penalty.
28 million penalties that he took just for him to get 1 point.
Is it worth it? Isn't that a team player or what? Yeah. Austin's doing great.
It's not a team player. Like that.
Okay. Let's talk about the rookie.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, in free practice one, Leclerc already made his complaint about the race. He made a reference to the Mario Go-Karts, saying that this track is like a Mario Go-Kart N64 style. What's your take on that? That this guy all of a sudden complained on the first practice and made a reference to a video game. Is that good advertising for Nintendo or what?
Yeah, probably, but 64, nobody's playing it anymore.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the rookie that came in? What's his name? Bowman?
Berman. The F2 champion. Mm-hmm. 18 years old, Brit.
Yeah.
I think Mauro Iceman wouldn't like this one.
His career is already
set.
Set. They're gonna next year he's gonna be.
I think they need to put him in the team.
It's still too early.
I think they're gonna put him in the team, like a lower team, like Haas.
Haas.
Yeah. And yeah, but you get more experience.
You did a mistake with Giovinazzi. I don't think it's a good idea that. Either you put him with a big team or you don't. But unfortunately, next year they're already set up for Hamilton and for Leclerc, so there's no space for his kid, unfortunately.
No, not in Ferrari, not yet. But in Haas, there's a team. I mean, Magnussen is. They're going after him. He's not.
You replace him. It's not a big loss.
Yeah, but if I had to replace
Hülkenberg, is not significant. The guy's like what, 43 years old already. He's not significant. The guy.
Yeah, but
that's not the point. The point is
for Berman to get experience.
Giovinazzi had the experience, and it turned out bad for him, unfortunately.
Yeah, but Giovinazzi was not as good.
I care because the guy did good.
Again, this guy was Giovinazzi. He didn't do good in F1, but he did good everywhere else. Okay, he didn't do nothing to Giovinazzi. What do you even bother with that guy?
Okay.
We're talking about Berman. Okay, Berman. He's supposed to go where a lower team, get his experience. You're cutting me off.
Go ahead.
And he get his experience and then join the team, Ferrari team. So now, he could be taken, because the way I see it is, on a way out, to me, my opinion, anyways, I think that Leclerc should start looking for another seat.
But they just signed him.
Man. I know.
They signed him for 3 years.
More than 3 years. It's 29. No?
Yeah.
It's more than 3 years.
Because the guy that
29. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy was racing with Giovanotti there at the other.
Schwartzman.
He's ready.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. Because he's there, that's why he didn't come now.
Didn't come there.
But
it would have been him. But it's.
I don't know. The kids still proved themselves. Okay. Yeah. He broke the headrest of the car. Poor kid.
But he had no more muscle in his neck.
But he's still seventh.
Look, know what I mean? It was good. But okay, he got seven. Why? Because that was their strategy.
The car is good. Let's face it.
Yeah, the car is good. Yes.
The car is good. He proved okay. I mean.
But he got seven. It's because.
Hamilton and Norris, but that was exactly their strategy.
Yeah, I know that was a strategy because they told him to stay for another five laps.
Yeah,
I told him.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Hey,
he did his job. He kept them behind,
and he passed whoever he had to pass.
Yeah, I have nothing against him. He had a fine, very very good. And not only that, he kept that as a 132 something.
Yeah,
he kept the steady there, right?
Yeah, and. He only missed by 36 hundredth of a second to be F3, so, you know, Q3, really. So, it wasn't that bad of a...
No. But I was disappointed he didn't make it, though.
Wow, look, you guys, you're...
Yeah, but from 11th place, the guy made points.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's progress.
The guy was called in, two minutes before.
Exactly.
Okay, you're driving.
He has no clue. It takes time. You don't just sit in there and drive.
As soon as they knew that Sainz was going to get operated.
Yeah.
That's when they called him.
So, do you guys think Sainz is going to be back by next race?
Yes. Yeah, that's what
they're... Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Even if he's 30, he's gonna be back.
He wanted that day. You see how crooked
they
he was.
They told him not to get out, and he still went. Okay.
Yeah, because it's his contract year. The guy has something to prove.
Yeah, well, exactly for next year.
And one race is he still has to prove if another team wants him.
Yeah.
You never know. But anyway, okay. How did you guys like Ferrari at this race?
Look, the race was fantastic, and I'll tell you why. There was no degradations of the tires. So everybody pushed to the maximum. Everybody went for it, except for Verstappen, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But everybody tried their best because they knew that the tires will hold, and they went for it. And that was the best that I've seen as far. Even last year, this is the best race that I've seen because of the tire condition. So everybody went for it.
And we forgot one point. The kid didn't make a mistake. Not even one.
No, didn't even get close to the wall.
Are we comparing him to Lance Stroll?
Poor guy. I don't know how I...
That's 200 miles an hour there, right?
Yeah, but hit still, the freaking wall, man. Wall. Come on.
I know.
Yeah, the kid didn't do it.
But it was on his own merits because he hit the wall prematurely when he was steering too early on the left.
Yeah.
And also on free practice one, the guy crashes the wall too. So this car, how much money? Okay, so if we're talking about cap, how much damages did this one car take and it was eligible to race?
Seriously, it's like a race.
And this is
per year, right?
Are the stewardess involved on this one?
Yeah, but it's per year, the cap. So if they spend it now, later on.
So explain what happened with Sauber and Zhou. Is that they didn't have enough time to make the repairs for the car?
Both cars raced.
I'm talking about for qualification. Zhou didn't get a proper qualification because his car couldn't make it. Is there a time period that they're supposed to make the repairs, or that it was premature to replace certain pieces? Like, well, what's the rule with this?
20 minutes.
Take out a car.
Once the Q1 starts,
once it was free practice three that he lost it.
Never mind.
So he still had a day.
Yeah, they had a day. They didn't couldn't fix it. It could have been electrical. It could have been sensors. It could be a lot of things.
Anything.
If it was a crash, I think it would have been fixed already.
Mm.
But it wasn't. So if there had been a motor issue, it could be whoever. They're never going to tell you.
Max, so what did you think of the race?
Oh, it's a good race. I guess they did what they had to do. Too bad Sainz wasn't there. Probably would get more points.
I think he would hit at least fourth, at least minimum.
Fourth. He would.
If not more.
We call it third and fourth. We have called.
Yeah.
Oh no, second and third. I have called.
Yeah, you said second and third. I said third and fourth. But yeah, I think he was gonna go get Perez, me, Sainz. But although the Red Bull was always hitting the 131.
Yeah, but I know. But Leclerc, he was there. He could have got him a couple of laps more, you know. He could have got him, though.
I don't think he knew that he had all that tire left.
Exactly.
Because at the end, okay, he got the DRS from...
The last lap you put in...
The fastest lap, but he got the DRS from Ricardo. But still...
But Ricardo, another guy that couldn't finish. What's happening with that guy?
It's a long story.
Yeah, it's all in his
head. But it seems like we're all like throwing flowers at him at the beginning of this podcast season. And all this guy can't finish.
I never threw flowers at him.
Or maybe towards the end, it's like he came back from his arm injury. He's good. We were talking good about this guy, unfortunately.
No.
Maybe you and Mauro were talking good about it.
He was only good when we joined Red Bull.
He should have never left that seat.
Yeah.
They threw him a bone.
Yeah.
And he refused it.
No, they threw him a bone last year because he was became a test driver.
Yeah.
And then they took out, what's his name, De Vries.
Yeah.
And they put Ricardo in.
Yeah. Anyway,
at the end of last season midway through last season, so yeah. I don't know.
So all in all, who's the disappointing driver this race for you, Carlo?
Lance Stroll.
No,
well, it's expected apart from the accident. Yeah.
Well, Jesus, you have the car.
Well, I don't know because Alonso said something very significant.
I heard that too.
Yeah, he goes during another league. Yeah. So for him to say that, I don't know.
They must mean that they're somewhere else.
Yes, I understand. They don't have the speed, but you're in the points.
Yeah. Yes.
And you make a mistake like this. It's very costly for a team.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? It's not that it's nothing. You're going from, 4 or 5 points to zero.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of points, but he does this way too often. Every second race or something.
Yeah.
You know who surprised me, this is Mercedes. I actually thought they were a bit faster than them.
Russell said that they're having an issue with the development of the car for race.
Yeah.
So they're doing well on qualifying. Friday practices and qualifying and stuff like that, but come qualifying session Q1 or Q2, Q3, they don't have the pace anymore, and it just goes down.
Yeah,
from there, and it affects their race, they never get back into it.
They also have issues with the overheating.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think that was their concern. I think their concern was just the pace.
Yeah,
the pace diminished over the weekend. It didn't go the other way around. That you start somewhere and it goes better and better and better. It went the opposite.
Actually, I disagree. I found that the pace was the same. Russell and Hamilton, they got they qualified 6th and 8th, and they finished 6th and 9th.
But where did they start?
Sorry, it was 7 and 8.
Yeah.
And Russell advances 1 to 6th, and Hamilton lost 1 to 9.
So okay, but what did they do in the free practices? Didn't they finish 2nd? 1st? 2nd?
Yeah.
Russell got 4th, and Hamilton got 8th. So basically, Hamilton is always there at 8th again in the second free practice, and Hamilton got 9th. So he was consistently there with 8th and 9th position. So I'm disagreeing with you that they got downwards. He did just
but don't look at Hamilton because Hamilton is different car.
Look at Russell. Yes, on second free practice he did get number 2 out of that. Second place, and then the Russell went down to 4th place in the free practice. So then by the end of the qualification, Russell was in 7th.
But he started 2nd.
It's still consistent.
He started 2nd. That dropped out.
I'm going to repeat this again. I don't think it was a good idea to have Hamilton already signed for Ferrari next year
and make up.
And make him race. Now, what do you think Mercedes they're gonna do? They're not gonna cater to Hamilton. Oh. They're gonna go more towards Russell.
They better cater.
No, they are because they don't want to show
shame.
No. Shame.
Well, what shame? That is, guys.
What are they doing to Saints? They're doing the same thing. That
Saints has nothing to do with it because they don't know where he's going. But Mercedes knows that Hamilton's going to Ferrari next year. I think they should have waited until the end of the season to do this. I think
Bottas should have done the same. Wait till the end of the season.
I agree with you because I agreed before that it should have been this year.
So what? Wait.
Yeah. The second point that I want to make out is that Mercedes can't lose points.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Why do you want to take out some horsepower?
So they're going to have to give it the car to Hamilton because they win.
But I think the first choice will be more Russell than Hamilton.
I don't think they're going to give.
Russell's not.
The one that's complaining is only Hamilton. Hamilton's the one that's giving you all the input. What's Russell giving you? Nothing.
Yeah, but because he's still leaving, but he sees what his car is. All of a sudden, everything's going wrong with it. So something's wrong.
Yeah, but he's the one that's complaining about the car. He's the one saying to the team, "Listen, change this, and the car is going to be okay." Yeah, okay, we'll do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know what it is? It feels to me like, you're saying that Hamilton is complaining, giving all this input, but it's a one-way street because Hamilton's giving you what he has to give you, but the team is not reciprocating.
No.
And giving back to what he's asking for in order to be the... So, going back to your point, yes, it's important for a team to finish in the points all the time. But they're not going to give him the same upgrades that they're giving to Russell, to Hamilton. Yeah. Because this technology is, as we all know, top secret in Formula One. And Hamilton's not a stupid person. He knows.
No kidding, he knows.
He knows that the wing is at a 45 and not at a 63 or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not stupid. He's been in this racing game too long for him to be to do a rookie mistakes like that.
But at the same time,
he's not crashing.
You have Russell that's
able to adapt
those mistakes.
But Russell is not your number one driver.
Yeah, but then you lost everything.
Listen, from what I understand and the way things are headed, Russell's not going to be number one for Mercedes for much longer.
Well, and the way I
see it, you
think
let him explain why.
You're going for a...
I'm saying Verstappen's leaving Red Bull.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, that I heard that.
That's a big rumor.
I still doubt that the kid Verstappen is going to leave because he's not going to leave a winning car to...
Yeah. He's not going to leave a winning car because you're going to have... The doctor, I don't know, there's an investigation on him. Christian Horner now...
Yeah, they're telling him
that he's got to step down.
Yeah.
Because Jos Verstappen and him are not seeing eye to eye. And Max Verstappen is going to listen to his father. He's not going to listen to Christian Horner.
No.
And you saw it after the race. It wasn't a hug or whatever. It was just a handshake type of thing.
Not even.
Okay? And then...
I'm far away.
Not only that. And then the way this is headed, and especially in 2026, Red Bull might not even be the same... competitiveness.
No, they're not.
Adrian Newey, I think, is on his way out as well. So, you have all those things that are pulling Max to say, you know what, let's go see Toto Wolff and let me go see Mercedes and see if they need a number one.
I don't think Max went to the Mercedes.
No, I think Toto Wolff had a little bit of say in it and pull and persuasion and stuff. But it's like we said, it's just a rumor, but that's the vibe I get.
Like they say, there's no smoke without a bit of fire.
Of course, yes. But don't forget one thing. The guy is not stupid either, Max Verstappen, right?
So I hope
he's going to he's gonna run the Red Bull until he knows that, okay, we're not as fast as we used to be. Okay, now it's time for me to get up.
Well, listen, if you look at him and his partner Perez there, he's always ahead of him. He's always like 20 seconds. If the car is equal for both of them, how come he's so far behind?
Because he's not Verstappen.
No.
That's all.
Yeah, look, you could just tell with the lap times that Verstappen gives you compared to Perez.
Compared to Perez.
Yeah. Perez is never consistent.
No.
So, yeah, the race is consistent. Okay,
especially only here, because this is the track that he likes.
And you can put this the same thing with Sainz. Remember last week when he finished third?
Yeah.
Nobody even to greet him to shake hands. So that means there's got to be something in the Ferrari saying, okay, guys, we're going to cater to Leclerc.
Yeah.
Science, yeah, okay, if we have time, we'll.
Yeah, but it's not the first time they do this. You've seen it done with Vettel in the past.
But now that he's leaving.
Yeah, yeah, but they saw it that last year.
Yeah, with Vettel.
With Vettel, they didn't, go see him. They didn't, you know,
it was like team for his wedding. Come on, you don't do that.
Yeah, I know, but that's what it is. You're gone, you're out. We're not going to share any more details with you.
Or support you.
And that's why I think Mercedes is doing the same thing to Hamilton.
Everybody knows that.
So,
it's normal, and that's why I find it ridiculous to have a guy sign already a year in advance. I mean, they could have kept a freaking secret, you know, like until maybe at the end, halfway through the season or something.
In a way... It's good news for Ferrari, this, because everybody knows, okay, Hamilton is going to Ferrari, right?
There's no other business.
So a lot of Adrian Newey that wants to work with Hamilton says, okay, maybe my turn is to go to Ferrari now.
But don't forget,
Red Bull is not working, and Red Bull is not working the way I want, the team is going upside down, it's time for me to leave, where am I going to go? Oh, I have a chance to go work with Hamilton.
But I remember long time ago, okay, when they used to be in with a McLaren and they had a Mercedes engine, all right? How many bad words that Adrian Newey said to the Ferrari with the Reds and stuff like that? Remember what they used to write? All these comments we used to hear?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it now with this guy to come in? Or all whatever the bashing that they did?
You want a winning
car? Ron Heller?
You want a winning car for 10 years? Bring him in. No one's going to beat.
Unless you have a genius kid that comes out of nowhere. And
is he going to be that much?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now he had He had a fast track. He was good on this track. Who knows what he's going to do somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that's why I said. This is okay. This is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But let's go in Australia. And if he's racing there, let's see what he does there. Yeah. Because... there's so many times that we also seen it in the past, even with when Mika Salo came in to replace Michael Schumacher. On a straight line, he's fast because he's got the cars fast. But then you put him in another race, he's qualified 18th, you know?
Or put him in Monaco, see if he's going
to
hit the ball.
Exactly. So that's the other thing too. But going back to your point, at this race, I think, from what I saw, I believe Ferrari closed the gap on on Red Bull.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it's closing the gap. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? By getting closer to them in terms of competition? Well,
they have three things that this year changed. The car is sticking to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they turn, it actually does what...
Doesn't go the other way.
They want it to do, number one. Two, the tire degradation is gone.
Integration is gone.
Okay, so practically. Not 100%, but still... and they have the speed now.
Is this the doing of Vasseur? Like, did he make this difference?
Well, this is
seems
car.
Like. Well, yeah.
Seems this is
a
look. The only thing they still have to catch up is the on the DRS.
DRS.
When you have the DRS, when a Red Bull is behind you, they pass you right away.
Yeah.
Us, it takes forever to pass.
Yeah. No. Well,
not forever.
Not
but I mean,
forever. Now
but yeah, but
the
not the same.
Fastest,
not at the same speed as Red Bull.
I think they have like 5 kilometers. Yeah.
On, Red Bull comes behind you, bang, next thing you know, they're gone.
They are 15 kilometers faster.
Okay, but that's the other gap that has to be...
But that, you get an aerodynamic guy that's a little bit better. And
because don't forget that when the guy's in front of you, your car is slowing down because of all the heat that... you see the young kid, the way he was moving Sonoda. Yeah, he was moving away from Sonoda, and then he said, "Next time around, I'm going to get him."
Yeah,
and that's what he did.
Max, what do you think about the kid?
Well, I think he did good. I mean, he didn't. The track is not a good for a beginner.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the worst tracks to start with, right?
Yeah,
there's no giving.
There's no
easy hit the wall right away.
Yeah.
Mm.
and he made no mistakes in the race. But the only thing that he had is no more neck.
That's something that you have to train.
You have to train. Because F2 is not the same thing as F1.
So. No. No.
But, yeah. And what do you think about Hamilton? They're not giving him everything that he needs and stuff.
I don't know. Well, first of all, like Saverio said, it wasn't a good thing to announce that he was leaving. It's kind of stupid, but I don't know. I think they still want to get the points, right? Because if they make less points, they don't get a lot of money either, right?
Mm. And how about Red Bull? What do you think about Red Bull? All the drama that's happening in Red Bull right now.
Well, I don't know. They supposedly it's cleared. They cleared him, and there's no more. Everything is good.
But from
life goes on.
From being cleared to because they have the Thailand owners.
Yeah.
They're telling Christian Horner to step down now. First, they were the best friends.
It's not even
Ford told them.
Even before.
It's not even that them. They're telling him. It's just the he's got this thing on his head now that he won't go away. No matter how many times they're gonna say he's cleared, he didn't do it. It's still
he
there.
Said he's cleared.
Yes, so, but it's still there.
The third stigma. Party.
No. I understand what you're saying, trying to say, but. Legally, he's cleared. Mm-hmm. But I heard a rumor saying that, yes, he was cleared, but he paid $700,000.
$1 million.
Euros. Yeah. Euros.
Hush to the girl. To hush
no.
up.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah, he paid.
So
and it's proof of that.
And this is Red Bull that told him to pay it.
Yeah.
No,
it's you're right. It's £700,000.
Pounds.
And Red Bull put in the 300,000 more.
Okay.
Verstappen,
being a young kid that has a girlfriend, says this guy's
he's a pig.
Yeah. So why should I associate with this guy?
That's what I'm saying, Mike. It's his pitch is.
It's
done. He has to leave because they're going to lose sponsors also. Sponsors, they're going to say, you have this guy in
the
there.
Car is winning. No, we discussed this on the pre-game.
Ford told to leave him, to lose this guy.
Otherwise, they're going to go out. It's the same thing in any sport. If you come out as a whatever aggressive girls or whatever, you pedophile, whatever, it sticks with you, and the team does not want to have that in their team. They don't want to have that,
especially if your head honcho is
winning.
It doesn't matter if you're winning, you're still there. It's a stigma. They want to get out of it,
but they will win. He's not making the team win. It's not him. He's organizing.
He's a
CEO. That's what he is. That's how what he is. A CEO. It's not him that's.
Yeah, but he takes care of the engine.
He takes care of the engine. The engineer's taking care of the engine. It's not him.
No, he said that he said if everyone leaves, he's still going to be okay. We're still going to have a winning team.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what he said.
According to what he said.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Verstappen goes away. But let's say he goes away.
Everyone, Newey,
and
if they all leave, he said that he's still going to be the winning team.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
winning team means second and third, maybe never first.
No, I don't think he's looking at second and third, Mike. You better say winning team, second and third.
So but a winning team could be also second, eh?
Okay, so let's see. He does what? What do you guys think he's gonna do? He's gonna stay.
He does nothing.
He's not gonna come off unless they're gonna.
Somebody's gonna say.
They're gonna kick him off.
Okay.
He won't quit on his own.
They haven't done it yet. I don't think they're gonna.
Exactly.
That's the point. Okay. That's the point I was gonna get at. So okay.
No, but everybody knows that.
Yeah.
If he's there and he's still smiling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he's always with his wife now.
Now he brings his wife. Last year, did you ever see him with his wife last year?
Once.
Exactly.
Maybe Monaco or Saudi Arabia
in London.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was just a vacation there, so he has to show up his wife a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So Yeah. Like last week, I made a friendly bet with my brother for a grappa shot, and I lost. I thought that Leclerc was going to lose his second position in the 10th lap and more, double digits.
What, brother, this race?
Yeah. My brother laughs. He says, no, I'll bet you the grappa shots. It's going to be before 5. Impossible. Next thing you know, a lap 4, he loses his position to Perez. Now, did you guys expect that?
Yes.
How did my brother see this? That before 5 laps.
He didn't see it. First. He's not a genius.
Yeah, wait. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Because it was only a common... It was only knowledgeable that he's got the better, like you just said, RDS.
DRS.
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 Oh, okay. Razor de Spa.
Yeah, that's
so
what I was thinking.
He has the better at a 15-mile-kilometers there, nobody could stand it. So.
Okay, number one. Number two, Perez likes this track.
Last year he won.
Yeah. This in Singapore, he loves these tracks.
It's a track.
Yeah.
So how I saw it is that on the takeoff, because this thing happened at the first lap. At the takeoff, nobody lost their position. I found that it was a good takeoff. The only people that lost the position was Sonoda and Stroll. Stroll made it tonight, Sonoda lost his one position. So because the positioning were the same, I figured everybody knows how to play defense. Everybody could control their turns. No one's going to have that sergeant turmoil on turn 22.
Leclerc almost lost it.
The next thing you know, lap 4, he loses it.
Leclerc almost lost it at the beginning, okay? Because Perez
I was impressed by that. He maintained it. He played good defense, and he got it back.
Because he blocked them out.
He's got
the right away because the curve is going to the left. That's the only thing that saved them.
But that's the defense.
But that's positional.
Still, it's a Red Bull.
Yes, but as you guys were complaining, they're not really pulling for Perez because he's a second driver. So aren't they retaining information or holding back certain upgrades because they're focusing on the number one guy?
No.
That's a second driver. He's a second driver, and that's it.
They want him to finish second. So he has to
finish
second.
So he's going to resign with them next year, basically.
If he doesn't finish second. He won't have a job if he doesn't finish second. Put it that way. Yeah.
With a car like that he has, every race he should finish second.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Oh, he got it.
So far.
But next race, I don't think he's gonna
do it.
Why, you think Leclerc's gonna take a second?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I next think race, if Sainz is there, Sainz is gonna take it.
The track
is more adaptable to a Ferrari thing in Australia.
If Sainz would have been here, this race over here that just passed.
Perez was in trouble.
Which Perez would have been in trouble.
Yeah, you say would have, but
because even the kid, okay, said I was comfortable on the reds. They took him. Imagine this kid is 18 years old and he's already telling the team I was more comfortable on the reds
than the red whites.
Yeah. Oh, they put him on hard.
Yeah, that was
after the 8th lap pit.
Interesting, eh? In the qualifying, how come Leclerc did 2 warm-up laps?
Yeah, they can't get the heat in the tires. And this is what it is when you. You have to hit the sweet spot now. You know, the tire is not being degraded, but you're suffering on trying to heat it up.
Yeah.
You know, so now they went too far. Now they have to bring it back. You know, like, just, okay, don't eat too much, but heat up the tire enough to, you know.
But is this Pirelli technology or Vassar's technology?
No, this is aerodynamic technology. This is where they had to get drag and everything else
The tire is the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, look at Mercedes. They were too low, right? At their last race.
Yeah.
And look what happened to them.
Yeah.
They lost everything.
And
now that they're a bit higher, and they still don't have that push.
Yeah. Even Leclerc had so much drag on the straight. So
there's, you have to compromise. Yeah. And it's all a wing.
Yeah. They're gonna have to get the sweet spot of the car now. So let's see. He's working. His car actually...
Step by step.
Yeah.
Improved, baby steps.
Improved from last year, like almost, 90%.
90%.
Yeah. So
I would give even more than 90% because the control of the tire is good.
Yeah.
Like this rest there, like I said, it was fantastic to me because... First of all, there weren't too many accidents. There was only one red because of somebody.
And that screwed even Ferrari, too.
I thought they were going to get closer instead they didn't.
No.
But anyways, it was good, too, because could have seen the kid, then you could have seen Leclerc.
Was that the lap 7 you're talking about where everybody lapped on everybody pitted on lap 8? Oh yeah, and that's where Perez gets his penalty, but yeah, the guy still gets second place. Isn't that impressive on its own? Oh, he's a good driver.
This is his truck, yeah.
He's a good driver.
Next time?
Probably
not. Get the five seconds. He's going to be
even last year, he was winning the championship. He was ahead of Verstappen last year. Yeah. And then he got blown out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe he was told, okay, you're number two.
Yeah.
You're the caca, number two.
Yeah, man.
How come Norris didn't get penalized?
I don't know.
Because he stopped before... The lights turn.
Well, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. He moved.
He moved.
Wait. The rule is this.
Yeah, I know.
Because I wanted to bring up that point. I wanted to send you guys all that point. The rule is, if the lights don't turn,
then you move,
and you stop the car before the lights turn, then there's no penalty.
Yes, but
you moved behind the in front of the white line.
Yeah. You have two red lines. Yes. So if you go beyond that, you're off.
It's because he started, stopped, and then had to start again.
Yeah, but
that's why they're giving you that extra line space. You understand?
But he passed.
He passed it, but he stopped, right? The lights turned, then he had to redo his start.
I understand.
So it gives him extra, but that fraction of 30 seconds there.
Yeah, I understand all that, but...
You're not understanding.
Years back,
okay.
Wasn't a guy penalized because of that?
That's why they changed the rule.
Because, but why should you change the rule? You know this is a standing start, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're advancing and any time, any inches that you're taking an advantage. And then you have two yellow lines that say that your tires have to be there. And now, because the light didn't go on, you can move half a foot. Does that make sense?
He moved half a foot, right? When he moved that half a foot, okay.
And don't tell me he stopped. Everybody saw it.
You saw it, but you don't seem to understand. It's put yourself in his place, okay? Put yourself in his place.
He was so trying to cheat. That's why he moved.
How is he going to cheat?
Because
he has to do two starts, Mike.
Yes.
He's doing a two starts. So if he takes off before the lights, right? He has to slam on the brakes, stop his car, and restart his start.
But then by the time he stopped there, the lights started to move. So he didn't actually lose that time. You understand what I'm saying? Because the lights weren't going. So even if you had three lights going and he stopped, he still had a chance to go to sprint out of it. It's not like you stop and boom and everybody's green and left you behind. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't even want
to talk about that. I want to talk about the movement in front of Hamilton. He moved about six times.
Who?
Russell. No.
Norris.
I don't remember.
When he moved, they calculated three times. They calculated he moved.
Yeah.
So he didn't get a penalty there neither.
That's true. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
So he's a favorite. He's a favorite. This guy.
Okay, is he the favorite? I don't know.
Good card. Even favorite.
I'm sure Hamilton complained.
Yeah, he complained.
Okay, so they must have.
It's the same thing.
Mercedes didn't really push for it.
he moved before the light. Even him complained, but it went to death ears.
But again, there is a rule.
A rule is a rule, guys. Okay. Yeah. So
if he has time to stop before the lights turn,
is this the same rule book, or this is the second rule book?
I don't know how many rules, but it might be the 15th rule book now. I don't know. But
because the CIA, the FIA has two books. One for penalizing Ferrari and the other one for normal.
Hey, okay.
But But we'll see if somebody else does the same thing. And we'll see if there's going to be
a Mercedes when they were good.
That's it.
And now there's a separate rule book for Red Bull now that they're good.
No.
Okay. Okay, so what else? So what you see the kid coming back or Saints coming back? Who's
Saints going to come back. It's not, but I'll keep an eye on the guy for next year.
No. Vassar's 95% sure Sainz is back in Australia.
Yeah, because Sainz submitted his doctor's note, so of course he's coming.
I bet you Sainz probably would go to Mercedes.
Well, you think he's going to go to Mercedes?
They would be stupid if they didn't. I don't think he's a bad driver.
Yeah, but if they pick up Max Verstappen, then maybe Sainz goes to Red Bull. Who knows?
To be the number one guy.
To go back to AlphaTauri.
You think?
No.
I wouldn't go to AlphaTauri if I was Saints.
No, well, no, it's not called AlphaTauri.
I would see him in
Visa thing there. The Visa car.
Yeah, Visa car.
No, Red Max is pretty. Yeah, it could be that Mercedes is going to pick up Saints.
Guys, if he has a choice, if he has no choice, he's going to take. At the end, he's going to take whoever is going to offer.
Well, right now, there's.
There's not many.
There's nobody. So
well, if they can't lure in Max Verstappen, then Sainz is there.
Is that?
Yeah. Or they might. Or they might get somebody like from the outside.
Kimi Antonelli.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's. Yeah.
Well, you never know. You know, they might take a chance on them.
He's pretty good, the guy.
Yeah.
But you're not going to give him the number one seed right away.
No.
You still have
Russell there, but if this kid proves to them that he's a better driver, they're gonna switch and go right with him right away.
Well, I know that
Russell's had his chance.
I know that the test session that this kid did for Mercedes
not really a big chance. You have Hamilton there. How can you take?
Why? You had to prove that you're better than Hamilton, so prove it. Do it.
Yeah, but you have to give him an equal car.
They did. Hamilton's at a handicap now.
Yeah. Wait.
Come on.
But this kid, Kimi Antonelli. Okay, he did his test session for Formula One and everything just to get his license and this and that. Well, he was 0.3 off Hamilton's best lap at that track.
That's a kid.
That's when the Mercedes was.
It's easy to say all this when you have no obstruction in front of you. Put yourself
on
in a race
track as everybody else.
Capito, but put him on a racetrack where you have opponents, where you have obstructions, where you have traffic. You may not perform the same way.
Wow.
Okay.
Lance Stroll had nobody in front of me hit a wall.
But okay.
Touché. Can't get more.
But wait, because what you didn't understand is Hamilton did it not on a race.
This is the same track
of testing. That's what is his fastest track on that track with nobody there, and that's what the kid did, and he was 0.3
slower.
So yeah, he's there. As speed-wise, he's
going to lose an extra 10 pounds and you'll get a bike after 3 seconds.
Maybe they never put more gas on Hamilton.
They don't put young in those
cars. They need experienced drivers.
Yeah, but I would still put him there.
Nah.
Like this kid here, okay, Behrman.
Oliver.
I don't know. He performed well. Is he going to perform well on next race? We don't know. But for me, he showed a lot of maturity.
But yeah, because he's calm.
Yeah.
Okay, he's very calm.
Even on the radio, he was calm. He wasn't panicking. He wasn't doing anything.
He was driving his race. He knew that he wouldn't get any more.
Yeah.
He got 5 seconds behind, who was it, Russell? Or Norris?
Yeah. Well, Russell was a long way ahead after.
No, it was 5 seconds too long, I think. Almost at the end of the too long. So he knew that he wasn't going to get ahead of him, so he stayed there. and they got into to the points without making a mistake.
Yep. The only thing that they were worried about is that Norris and Hamilton were going to have fresher tires.
That's it. But he kept them back.
Yeah. He kept doing the lap times that he needed to do.
Yeah.
To keep
Hamilton also blew his races when he was at Piastri there and it was behind him and he couldn't...
No, but Hamilton was defending.
He's defending, so he's not moving, you know?
Speaking of Piastri, do you like this guy this season?
Yeah.
I find he's doing well, very well. I like McLaren. They're just doing good with these young drivers that they have.
Even though Norris is lost, not young.
He lost two positions. Well, yeah, he's like 22 years old, 23, you know?
Yeah, but he's already like
four or five years in Formula One.
He started young. And he's still driving because he's that good. He has the potential still at that younger age that he has. Yes, he is a veteran in F1, but he's still a young guy.
He's not a young guy.
He's cream of some young guy.
What are you talking about, that age?
I'm talking Korean.
Well, talk whatever you want, but nevertheless, he's not a young guy in F1.
You have anything?
McLaren. I want Max's opinion on McLaren. Like, what's happening with these guys?
Okay, but you can't hear him now.
Okay, but I could hear it through this. Okay, Max, what's your opinion on McLaren?
I think that, what is the other guy, Oscar? He's not that driver.
Okay, Piastri is not that driver.
I think he's just as good as Norris.
I think even better. He's even faster now.
I don't know if he's faster.
Yeah, yes, he is.
So he's coming along pretty good. But other than that, I think they went a little bit. I think they were better last year than this year.
Yeah,
they don't have top speed. I mean, they don't have no speed.
No, with the
DRS. I don't see the track that they were on. There wasn't a lot of passing.
I'm surprised because they had two sections of DRS. So,
the car is not that much better. The cars are really that much better.
They had a wing like a lot of drag.
Yeah.
It's because the car doesn't work well in fast corners. So,
yeah, but they couldn't pass them, even with DRS.
They
couldn't pass. It's like something is wrong.
Like somebody, like that 10 lap sequence with Hamilton. Jesus. Yeah. Any other, even...
And Hamilton was slow.
The Visa car would have probably beat them.
Yeah, the Hamilton was slow too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, we're almost done. So, what else you guys have?
Yes.
Wait. Okay.
Go ahead, Max.
What is it?
You have anything for Australia? Australia.
Australia, I don't know.
It's in 2 weeks.
We'll see. Wait and see.
No, what are you going to say?
Three and four.
If Saints is there.
Two and three.
If Saints is there.
Yeah, two and three if Saints is there.
Okay, and if...
I think Saints will be faster.
Okay. And if Merman is there?
Merman?
He's not going to be there.
Yeah, chances are he won't be there.
Yeah, but then you have the Schwartzman, no? He's never going to come back.
No, not for until he's out of that series. He has to finish that series. Unless he gets hurt or whatever and then goes there.
Yeah. Maybe Berman goes there.
What I'm surprised is they didn't get Leclerc's brother to come.
Arthur
Leclerc.
Arthur.
Oh, he's a racer too?
Yeah.
He's with Ferrari also.
He's with Ferrari too.
Well, he's young.
I don't know all of them.
How old is he?
18,
19. But who do you call that?
They're old in this age. Look,
in this industry.
Yeah, come on. Okay, he said 2 and 3, Saints first. Saints before Leclerc. You?
Yeah, same thing.
2 and 3. Okay, you?
We're going 4 and 5.
4 and 5, who?
Norris is getting third. Leclerc and Saints.
Ferrari only.
Who?
Leclerc Saints.
Okay. Oh my God, with this shitty Norris here. Oh my.
3 and 4, Saints, God. Leclerc. Three and four, Saints and Leclerc.
But he must have a crush on him.
I know. He has a hard on every night.
Yeah, every time he talks about him.
No, because I'm for the young... Look, aren't we sad? Shouldn't we be happy?
Hey, Leclerc is the same age.
Yeah, he sucks.
Is the same age. So how come you don't have a partner?
Can we just finish one thing? So Mary, you were saying?
3 and 4, you said.
3 and 4, Sainz, Leclerc.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3 and 4, but the opposite, just because Sainz got operated.
Okay.
Man, you know what? That's sort of
it's gonna be hard turning doing the
turn. Exactly. Yeah.
So he move his body, he moves his head.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
The ribs are taking a shot over there.
Yeah.
Should we
see the way he was walking?
Yeah. And see how he had to sit down and get up.
Shit.
He needed help to sit down and get up. Okay, bye, Samario. Have a nice one.
I'm happy that Berman has 6 points in one race. Yeah. And he's only 2 points behind Hamilton, who had 2 races. So this is looking good for the kid yet again.
Yeah, I'm really like he probably just gonna have these 6 points that never again. Okay,
he's not gonna be in last place though.
No,
6 points is a lot of points.
Yet again, yeah. another
it's more points than Alpine and Red Bull, right. Visa, whatever.
Yeah,
and Haas has 1 point.
1 point.
Yeah. All right, so we're done.
We're done.
Alpine.
I see you guys.
Alpine, you have no chance. Okay, in qualifications. Okay. In Q1, you already had Ocon and Gasly that disappeared.
Yeah, but with a car like that, you should be more competitive.
But they didn't.
Alpine.
Oh, they're saying that this is the start all over. Alpine.
All right. Ciao, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Oh, we're still on. Okay, so